Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have music from Wynton Marsalis, Dave Valentin, a beautiful recording from Jim Hall and Pat Metheny, Linda Presgrave, guitarist Martin Taylor, Laura Klein, and a whole lot more. We're going to start off this afternoon with a Canadian musician by the name of Knut Hugginson, and this is from his latest recording entitled Step and a Half. We're going to listen to a great, beautiful rendition of Don't Blame Me, and it features Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and flugelhorn. Mike Murley is on sax, Jeff Young on guitar, Jim Vivian on bass, Ted Warren on drums, Rick Lazar on percussion, Stefan Bauer on vibes, and Knut Hugson is on piano and Fender Rhodes. That was a beautiful rendition of Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's classic composition entitled Don't Blame Me, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and flugelhorn, and on piano, Newt Hoxson. And this is Newt Hoxson's album entitled Step and a Half. And if you want to pick it up, it's on Ram Records. The serial number is 0070. And there's also a website you can check out as well. It's www.vikrama.com. So you might want to check that out. VIKRAMA.com. We're going to continue now with some music from Wynton Marsalis from his tribute recording to Thelonious Monk. And this is a composition that's not played very often by many musicians. It's entitled Worry Later. And after that, we're going to listen to some music from flautist Dave Valentin from his album Sunshower. And we're going to listen to the title track. Thank you. Being around the jazz scene for many, many years, that was Dave Valentin from his album Sunshower, and it's released on the Concord Vista label, and we just listened to the title track of that recording. Before that, Wynton Marsalis from his 1993 release entitled Marsalis Plays Monk, and we heard Worry Later. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. One of the most exciting recordings to come out in 1999 was a beautiful duet between Jim Hall and Pat Metheny, and I think it was only a matter of time before these two actually got together and recorded some material. Well, this recording, we're going to listen to a lovely composition entitled All the Things You Are, and then we're going to follow that up with some music from an interesting duo of Guilherme Vaguero and Caso de la Dos Chalos, and this is from their album Espiritu. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Ternura. And then we're going to listen to Linda Presgrave from her album In Your Eyes and a composition entitled Just You. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since I've heard an album sounding quite as good as this one. That was Guilherme Vergueiro on piano and Carlos dos Santos on seven-string guitar, and the album is entitled Espiritu. It's on the Name Audio label, and if you're interested in checking it out, you might want to check out their website. They have several other excellent recordings, and one of the things I like about Name Audio is that their recordings are mostly audiophile recordings, so the sound is just beautiful. Their website is www.naim-audio.com, and the track that we heard was entitled Ternura. Before that, we heard some music from another excellent duet, Jim Hall and Pat Metheny, from their self-titled release and All the Things You Are. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with some music from Linda Presgrave. Linda's a pianist out of the States, and her album is entitled In Your Eyes. It's on the Metropolitan Records label out of New York, and it features John Stubblefield on tenor sax, Brian Lynch on trumpet, Harvey Schwartz on bass, Carline Ray on bass as well, Cecil Brooks III on drums, and also sharing the drum seat is Wade Barnes. So we're going to listen to a composition entitled Just You, and then we'll follow that up with a little sort of bluegrass mixed in with some jazz with Bella Fleck from his album The Bluegrass Sessions, Volume 2. Thank you.
CHUO FM 89 is currently seeking to fill one full-time work-study position for the summer. The position is for the station manager's assistant. If you are University of Ottawa student, received government funding over the last year, bilingual, have interest in campus community radio, and have experience working in administration, you may qualify for the position. For more info, please call us at 562-5965. That's 562-5965. Good luck. From May 12th to May 22nd, the Canadian Tulip Festival presents 11 scheduled performances, including artists such as The Celtic Connection, The Skydiggers, The Headstones, Chris Shepherd, April Wine, The Cowboy Junkies, and many, many others. Get your all-event Tulip Pass for just $15 at Shoppers Drug Mart and Pharmaprix until May 11th. After May 11th, the Tulip Pass will be $20, or you can get your VIP all-event pass for $50 available through Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For more info, call the Canadian Tulip Festival hotline at 567-4447. That's 567-4447.
We just heard some music from Bella Fleck from his album The Bluegrass Sessions Volume 2 and a composition entitled Valley of the Rogue. And before that, Linda Presgrave, pianist out of the States, from her album entitled In Your Eyes. And we just heard a composition entitled Just You. Up next, we have music from guitarist John Schofield. This is from John's latest CD on the Verve label. It's entitled Bump. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Blackout. Then we're going to follow that up with a band from Belgium. They're known as Impression, and this is from their self-titled recording. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Should I Stay or Should I Go, Joe? And then we're going to listen to some music from guitarist slash vocalist John Pizzarelli from his album Kisses in the Rain and a composition entitled Oscar Night. We'll be right back. That was music from guitarist John Pizzarelli from his latest album on the Telarc label entitled Kisses in the Rain, and a song entitled Oscar Night. And before that, we heard a band from Belgium known as Impression and a composition entitled Should I Stay or Should I Go, Joe? And we started off with guitarist John Scofield from his latest release on the Verve label. It's entitled Bump, and we heard Blackout. You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. My name is Randy McElligott, and the show is called In Transition, 2 hours of jazz, each and every Sunday here at the station, live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Last summer, if you had a chance to see Tom Harrell at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, I'm sure you would probably agree with me that it was probably one of the most electrifying concerts that I have ever seen, and I'm really lucky that I had a chance to see him. I'm going to play for you a composition from his album The Art of Rhythm, and this was released in 1998 on RCA Victor, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Doobop, and then we're going to follow that up with guitarist Martin Taylor, who played for many, many years with violinist Stefan Grappelli. This is from his album Chicago Gypsy, and we're going to listen to the title track. And then we'll listen to some music from the Mark Buscelli Brent Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, and this is from their album Happenstance. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled A Gentle Fall. But let's start off with the great trumpet slash flugelhornist Tom Harrell from his album The Art of Rhythm and Doobop.
We'll be right back.
was music from guitarist Martin Taylor's Spirit of Django from his album Gypsy, released on the Lynn label, Lynn Records to be exact, and we heard Chicago. Before that, we heard Tom Harrell from his album The Art of Rhythm and Doobop. And right now, I'd like to play for you some music from the Mark Buscelli Brent Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, and this is from their album Happenstance. We're going to listen to a composition written by Brent and also arranged by Brent as well. It's entitled A Gentle Fall. And then we'll follow that up with Laura Klein and her composition entitled Bittersweet.
Thank you.
That was music from Laura Klein, pianist out of San Francisco. And from her album Triceratops, we heard Bittersweet. Now, Laura and the rest of the band, which includes Tony Corman on sax and flute, Dave Eshelman on trombone, Alan Hall on drums, Dean Riley on bass, and Dave Tidball on sax, they perform mostly in the San Francisco Bay Area, and they've been performing for quite a while. Before that, we heard some music from the Mark Buscelli Brent Wallerab Jazz Orchestra and a beautiful, very well orchestrated composition entitled A Gentle Fall. Well, here's some music from a musician that you don't hear much from these days, and I wish that we heard more from him on the radio and around, is Bobby Watson, and this is from his album Quiet As It's Kept, and a song entitled Always a Friend.
Thank you. sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Yeah, I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. Yeah, baby,
from a New Atlantic recording by vocalist Steve Terrell, that was I've Got the World on a String. And you can't help but think of Frank Sinatra when you hear that one. That's from his album A New Standard. And before that, we heard Bobby Watson and Always a Friend. Here's some music from the quintessential Miles Davis album, Kind of Blue. This is the master take of Flamenco Sketches.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from Miles Davis from his album Kind of Blue and the master take of Flamenco Sketches. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. In the meantime, have a great week, and don't forget that Oswin Lowe is up at the top of the hour with German news, music, and commentary. Bye for now.
My thanks to Morton Savada, and as before, to Barbara and Otto Lowy, without whom the program could not have happened. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to CHUO now for Gordon Bennett at the Jazz Band Ball and Randy McElligott with his jazz program In Transition. I'm David Peel, and I hope that you'll join me again next Sunday morning for more popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s on I've Heard That Song Before.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to At the Jazz Band Ball, CHUO's showcase of traditional, revival, and Dixieland jazz recordings, hosted by Ottawa jazz connoisseur Gordon Bennett. Please stay with us and enjoy yourselves at the Jazz Band Ball.